What's up, guys? This is Charlie. You're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. With me today in the studio, I got the usuals. Got Mia, Alexia, Megan, but we also have special guest, Griffin Congdon. Say hi. Alright, bye Griffin. We'll talk to you later. But for now, we're going to get into our first song, which is Ram On by the McCartneys. Bye. Oops. Guys, I messed up the song. I accidentally started it and then stopped it, so I gotta start it again. It'll take me a second. Can someone give me Jeopardy music? Just to put some pressure on me. Okay, everyone shut up. Shut up, I got it. Let's go. We'll be right back. Hello. We're back. I'm stopping the song. The outro is so long. Yeah. Start the music. Can you guys hear that? Alright, excellent. Because I can't hear that in the slight. Actually, I can hear it now. So, what's up?
I mean, there's a lot that's up. I feel like it's like a really, really big week.
Yeah, we were just talking about that
earlier.
There's
something coming up soon, I think.
Something very dangerous hiding in your closet. No, it's not time not for yet, that. It's yet. Not time for that. It will be time
for that. It's time for something else.
Yes. Griffin, will you do us the honors?
Looking to be consumed by comedy this Friday night? This Friday, October 13th at 8 p.m., Cheap Socks Improv presents Cannibalism, Eaten Alive. Come on down to the Crane Room in Page Hall for a night of super silly improvised fun. This event is for tough students only, but like not really, like whoever wants to be there. Did you know that Cheap Socks is Tufts' oldest improv comedy group, founded in 1986? Surprisingly, there are multiple improv groups at Tufts, and Cheap Socks is one of them. Nice fact. They're pretty funny and usually have musical accompaniment sometimes, not this time. They also have pretty sick pink uniforms. Check them out at Tufts Cheap Socks on Instagram. This has been a public service message from Cheap Socks Improv and WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Now, Griffin, I have a word with you. So, like, why didn't you, like, post this show on your story?
I can't believe it.
Because you could have gotten not only publicity for Cheap Socks, but publicity for our show.
You suck!
This could have been the collab of the century, and you fumbled. You fumbled the bag.
It's unseen.
I wasn't sure if that was status quo, if that was taboo. Ooh. Perhaps
controversial, even.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what your cultural.
You don't know the proper
Griffin,
etiquette.
Griffin, are you ready for your punishment?
Oh,
sick of Megan.
Okay, so right now, Megan just punched Griffin in his left cheek with her left hand.
With
it left a mighty red mark.
Why?
His tooth came out. His right canine came out. Oh my! He's crying. He's crying so much. He's just like Ellen in that one video when she's crying.
Speaking of Ellen,
yeah, that one broke me. That one broke me.
Speaking of Ellen, guys, what are you guys going to be for Halloween? Because I think Griffin would make a beautiful Ellen. I think those striking blue eyes.
I can already see the resemblance.
That's such a good idea. I think I'm going to be Ellen for Halloween.
What kind of sucks, though, is you're going to have to replace your eyes.
Well, maybe it's just like someone got back at Ellen for, like,
glass
Ellen
eyes.
Retribution will be my costume.
Dude,
like,
glass
beat up Ellen.
Surgically remove your eyeballs.
Okay.
Replace them with glass eyes.
Icy blue glass eyes.
Icy blue.
Both.
Yeah. Or you could just like constantly have like your phone in front of your face, have an Instagram filter on, and people can only look at you through the phone.
Yeah.
And then that way they'll see you with those beautiful, striking blue Ellen eyes.
Mm.
I feel like they like make her eyes look even more blue when she's crying and her face
she's
is all red.
Yeah.
Alexa, you're like kind of being a genius right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, no. But
am
I brewing? Have to brainstorm ideas for Charlie's.
Charlie, exactly.
For Charlie's Halloween costume. We're too busy talking about.
My only good idea so far is Boomhauer from King of the Hill. And that would be fun because I could talk in the voice, be like that dang old thing on the bar, just like that, and that'd be fun. But I'd
you
have to dye my hair.
You were talking about another one too. Remember the one with the jorts that I was like, I can lend you my jorts.
I can't remember.
Oh, I think like you should be a horse.
I hate horses, Griffin. I would never be a horse for Halloween.
What are your qualms with horses?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the trauma?
I've talked about this on the radio before, actually. I've talked about this a lot on the radio before. Maybe my most talked about topic because I really hate horses. Like, think about it. They got people teeth, first of all. We should be the only ones with people teeth. Not the dang horses. I almost swore at the horses. That's how badly I hate them. And also, think about them, like, psychologically. They're a creature from the Ice Age, basically, that was small enough not to get hunted by the people to extinction, but now it's too big for anything else to eat it. That was just kind of walking around, scared of dire wolves and American lions all the time. Those don't exist anymore, so it's scared of nothing. Horses are terrified basically all the time because they're always looking over their shoulder for Ice Age animals that will rip their throats out.
Have you ever seen a horse show?
Those are fun.
I've ridden too many horses in my life.
Counter argument.
You've ridden horses?
I've ridden a lot of horses. Perspective.
The horse in Adventure Time is really scary.
Bojack
Not James
Horseman.
Baxter, but the other one.
What about Bojack Horseman?
I don't like Bojack.
I actually did get thrown off a horse by a horse once and hit my rib. Wow. And maybe, dislocate it though.
I have more than one Bojack Horseman ex, so I will not watch that show.
Okay.
Counter argument, when I was a child, and maybe still to this day, when I have a nightmare, I think of a bunch of little horses in a field, and the nightmare goes away.
That's it really
so
helps.
Wholesome.
I feel like he's lying.
All right, on that note,
I feel like he's lying.
We're done with our bed music, so it's time to listen to a song. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Big grip, get flipped, hand over fist, that's quick. Snake oil salesman with the pitch, that's slick. Ain't no telling when it end. No matter the spin, I know when I gotta hit. That's it, that shit gets sent over the fence. I'm home, another run on the road, look how I slid. I remember the cold and shrugging till I was sore inside the crib. I don't know what it is. I remember the ghost inside the crib. Hosing down a problem with gin and tonic. How to stay afloat in a bottomless pit. The trick is to stop falling. Only option to start with a step. Bet, son, father, and death. Big mama with the vision of sorrow. Now I know why they wet. I watched it brew a new quarrel. I knew just what to bet. Now we having like Dewey Cox out in his shed. I had to unify all the plurals and pairs. I promise you don't truly want no parts of this shit. A couple side splitters got me out of some jams. I had to style a little so the killers could laugh. Big grip, get flipped, hand over fist, that's quick. Snake oil salesman with the pitch. Hey, ain't no telling when it end. No matter the spin, I know when I gotta hit. That's it, that shit gets sent over the fence. I'm home, another run on the road, look how I slid. I remember the cold and shrugging till I was sore inside the crib. Now I know what it is.
You know, everybody has their different ways of what they use them for. But we'll let them explain that to you.
All right, guys. I'm back. It's time for the Joe Rosenberg Report. So let's get started. I gotta find the recording. He texted me a lot today.
This is my favorite part about the week.
Yeah, my favorite part about the week where I get to hear Joe rant for 3 minutes.
No,
this time, I can't find it. I think I might have forgotten to save it. This is horrific.
No.
What?
Yeah, no. I think I might have forgotten to save it. I think it disappeared this time because it was, I said, give me a short one, and the ones that he saved were like 10 minutes long. Oh. The 10 minute long one saved automatically. But we'll get a new Joe Rosenberg report next week. This one was about how he bought a flight to Albania. So just know we will be getting an Albania report sometime in the very near future, and that makes me very, very happy because Albania is one of the funniest countries in the world, in my opinion. It's one of my favorite countries in the world, and I love it a lot.
Do you know?
Your mic's off, because we're going to go straight into the next song. We can talk after I start the music. So in lieu of Joe Rosenberg, we're going to listen to some new music. So we got a lot of new music on, a lot of great, good music. A lot of great new music this week. New very sad Sufjan album, which was great. New Animal Collective album. New Drake album. And a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, I've actually been listening to the Drake album. Shh. That's for you, Joe. Sorry I couldn't play your bit today. It was actually really good. He gave us kisses.
No!
But our next song is going to be following the theme of the last show, Evil by Steve Miller Band, live from Boston. Let's go.
You know, there's somebody somewhere done you wrong. Your revenge, no. I said, if somebody somewhere done you wrong, oh, don't worry about your revenge, no, no. Cause that's when evil. You, baby, you were nothing but a child. When I first met you, baby, I used to let you run away. But somewhere, somehow, Lord, I don't know how. All your goodness slipped away. We'll be right back.
So, we're back. Awesome.
We are back.
Hi.
In the stew. In the stew. So, what was that? What was the last song?
I don't know, man.
The very last song?
Yeah.
That was called Pixie Cut by Amar.
See, that's what I was looking for. And then before that, we heard Evil by the Steve Miller Band. And next up after this, we have Don't Worry About the Government by Talking Heads. Cool.
Nice. Exciting.
Best not worry about the government.
No. I've had the words, like, government man stuck in my head the last couple of days. Like, I don't know how much you guys know reggae, but they're always talking
they're
about
always
the government
talking
man.
About the, yeah.
You know what I always say? Better watch out for the Zika virus.
Listen.
Legally, we can't talk about the Zika virus on air, so...
Yeah, otherwise we'll be visited by the government.
But don't worry about the government, so...
Don't worry about the government is different than worry about the government men.
Yeah.
Oh, it's government men?
The government men.
Never mind.
What about the government they-them?
That's what you really have to
Yeah, that's even scarier.
Yeah, a little.
All right, let's get into the music. Yay. See you guys later.
Bye.
Peace.
Along with my loved ones, loved ones visit the building.
Welcome back. I know it was a short one. That was, it was Don't Worry About the Government. We're still worried about the government, man. But back in the studio, we've got Griffin here to talk about his wonderful socks that aren't very expensive.
Very
is that,
cheap.
Is that actually socks with an X, like Red Sox or CK?
Yeah, it's X. Yeah,
good to know.
Socks with an X.
So that way when you go to go to their Instagram, at Tufts Cheap Socks, you know what to write.
True.
So
Q-F-T-S.
What can you tell us?
C-H-E-A-P-S-O-X.
About cheap socks.
What can I tell you? Well, it's like protected religion? By the government, man. So I can't tell you much. But I have to say, I'm very excited about our babies that we just gave birth to. Their names are Cam and Aviva. They are everything that a parent could want. You know, funny. In cheap socks.
Good grades?
Enough.
Is there a grade requirement to be in cheap socks?
It's actually, there's a grade cap to
it's
be
a grade
in
cap.
So you can't get better than a what?
You have to have a below a 2.8.
Oh,
GPA.
Wow.
I have a question. What was your pregnancy craving?
Pregnancy craving? I really wanted, this is cliche, but water.
Wow.
I was thirsty the entire
I'd
audition.
Say that's pretty controversial, honestly. Like, yeah. Not.
I don't know.
Drinks water.
Typical.
I don't know. I think
it's basic.
I think it's more basic to crave, like, chocolate ice cream, etc., etc.
I would guarantee you that more parents have craved water.
That's just called thirst.
I'm going to look it up.
Wow, we got Mia right here, out here Googling, do people get thirsty?
Listen, Charlie.
Is water a pregnancy?
What is it?
Craving.
So, Griffin, will you be singing at all in this week's show? Do you
Not
think?
This week's show. Well, maybe, unless somehow we get forced to by the audience.
I really love it.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Mia just got owned.
Just so you know, typically second semester is our musical semester.
Good to know.
First
Exciting.
Semester is more.
We got into cheap socks, honestly, more second semester of last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
the musical. Yeah. I love the musical.
Pero musical.
Yeah, you weren't there for that one.
Where
That's
was
true,
I?
You weren't there.
Do you have to be good at singing to be in cheap
Where
songs?
Was I?
Once again, there's kind of a cap situation. So if you're good at singing, it doesn't really work out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good to know. I guess I'm...
But yeah, you just got... I mean, if you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to show up.
You're going to have to show
up. To the
up.
Crane Room in Page Hall this Friday at 8 p.m.
Show up early or you won't get a seat because I'm sure the house will be packed. Yeah. The house is always packed for cheap sock shows.
Show up early.
We're also not biased. We genuinely like cheap socks.
No, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, no.
We do.
We do.
Guys.
Not to suck ups or anything.
We didn't even know you like when we got into cheap socks. So there you go.
And now you know me and you like it a little less.
A little, okay. Just a little bit.
We just don't want to boost your ego, but
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
we're like
going,
everybody
we're
else.
We're going because Charlie's dragging us this time. And
That's
you know,
good.
So, yeah.
That's good.
No, I think we're going to have a great time. Yeah. We're making a whole event out of it. Our
we
house.
Will make a whole
yeah,
event. We can't talk
it
about
event.
It because it's against the rules of the radio.
Yeah,
we're having glizzies. That's
oh, we will.
A
yeah.
Friday night will be hot dog night.
There is
at our
also
house.
A Somerville free hearty meal directly right before the Cheap Sock show. I'm promoting.
Boo.
Get a Somerville free hearty.
We are anti healthy eating here. I'm kidding. I'm
free
kidding.
Food and free
Griffin
improv.
Just got muted.
All right, we're gonna move on to the next song because it's playing. I forgot to put on a second bed music track. We'll talk more later. But next up is Already Rich by Yeet.
I told him this fuck him, I'm already rich. Deep and she just asked me if I got a song for really. I told her I got it, see. And I just be cutting her belly. I'm safe with new diamonds. I told him they turn on the.
This is the Bloody Products exclusive.
I get the basic, get beef in the cooker. Bit full of diamond, bitch. They sit on my wrist. They said it went sign and let's keep us some cheese. I told him this fuck him, I'm already rich. Deep and she just asked me if I got a song for really. I told her I got it, see. And I just be cutting her belly. I'm safe with new diamonds. I told him they turn on the scene.
I told her go turn it up. I got deep full of diamonds on me. And I got a bitch who gon' pull up on me every Tuesday. She know that she's sucking it up. Said I'm like in his eyes, told him it's up. Fucking ain't be when they say, told him it's up. I got a baby on me, bitch, I'm in it. Like I do this, they go tomorrow, like yes,
need you to see what I see. I don't need you to see what I see. Beep in the cooker, bit fall a diamond, bit that sit on my wrist. They said it went sign a lick, for some cheese. I told them this fuck, I'm already rich. Deep and she just asked me if I got a tonka for really. I told her I got it, it's it. And I just be cutting her belly on tape for new diamonds. I told them they turn on the scene.
I told her go turn it up. I got deep falling dummies on me, bitch. Yeah, I'm already up. And I got that bitch who gon' pull up on me every Tuesday. She know that she's sucking it up. Said I'm getting in his eye. I told him it's up.
I lied, we are listening to Drake.
I'm a dab of my respect. I put a check up on my neck. Life check in a hit. I signed for a couple million. You only touch 100,000.
Yeah, I don't be giving no fucks. I don't know what you call it on. I don't be giving no fuck. I say whatever I want. Yeah, I do whatever I want. I'm counting up money for fun. You know, popping these purges for fun.
Look, coming live from the. Coming live from the 1 out of 5. Coming live from the 3-2 tie. Whole game fucking eastbound and they down just like Danny McBride. Why I always see your dogs in the city? Think you boys left some soldier behind. Just like the JU boys try to buy.
That ain't gon' fly. Nope.
I took that one off of the table. I told zone as a label. I stay with that old like a tie. I stay with that old like a bagel. I stay with that old like a lightsaber. Shot to my ex, I'm a lightsaber. My Glocky is hit on the night table. You light on the waist like a lightsaber. In Seattle, it's just me and Twiz. I hate you, boy, more than I ever did. You rapping my shit that you never did. My dog in it can like a metal lid. Three the kid.
I don't be giving no fucks. I don't know what you call it on. I don't be giving no fuck. I say whatever I want. Yeah, I do whatever I want. I'm counting up money for fun. You know, popping these purges for fun. All of my twists got a gun. Cover my twists on the run. Cover my twists on the run. Cover my twists, cut them up. Yeah, cut my twists, sell a bunch. Cause your money got take like it's lunch. We on the side that we punt. Bitch, I sleep in the day off the sun.
Everybody let your see that sun the same and get you caught up, get fried. You really have no sweat, so what you did, you look back, try to take mine. I never needed no help, I never needed nobody, I ain't waiting no line. Better be a man and do the time, if you did the crime, bitch, why you crying?
I just put up in everybody, I got a lot of money coming in. I took it out the phone with my demon and he tell me that I'm gonna win. I could be wasting time on it, I just be running up a fucking check. But this bitch, I make a sweat. I'm a dab at my respect. I put a check up on my neck. Life check it in the hit. I signed for a couple million. You only touch 100,000. Ain't nobody selling style. Ain't nobody want your sauce. Tell me who the fuck gon' fall off. Tell me who gon' make it out.
I don't be giving no fucks. I don't know what you call it on. I don't be giving no fuck. I say whatever I want. I do whatever I want. I'm counting up money for fun. You know, popping these purges for fun.
Okay. We're back. Back in the studio. I gotta get the song playing for this. Yeah, I gotta get the background track. We got some special planned. We got new segment, the Griffin Congdon Sports Report, starting now to forever. Hit it, Griffin. You're
uh-oh,
on.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow. It's the sports report. This week, the biggest news in sports. Mia beat me in fantasy football.
Yes, I did. I wiped the floor with you.
Not necessarily wiped the floor.
Okay, but
Mia
was really
bailed
good.
Out
Listen,
by
really, really
49
good.
Point Listen, performance by DJ
wipe,
Moore.
Wipe the
Chicago
floor.
Bears.
You scored 109 points.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I still lost by 35.
Yeah, 35.
Okay, 35 points is a lot.
It's
significant.
I'm not arguing with you.
Right, but I wiped.
You
floor.
Wiped that. You.
I wiped the floor with you.
In other news, the standings in the league are really so close. In first place is Mia. So I.
What?
I did lose to the first
I'm
place.
In first
team.
Place?
You are in the first place.
No way.
Second place is Charlie.
Where do I see
I'm only this? Not in first place because.
Wait.
I don't want to say his name. Jacoby Myers. Former bad player on the Patriots.
Oh my god.
Now slightly better player somewhere else because the Patriots are so bad.
Yeah.
This is
and
terrible.
I'm in fifth place.
We're all 3-2, by the way.
And then Deviled Megs is right below me.
Who's that loser? Oh my god.
Oh, and then we have Joe in last. And Isaac finally got his first win this week.
True, congrats. But he's still in seventh place.
In other
I feel
news,
so left out right now.
Alexia, how do you feel like the blooming relationship between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will affect the Chiefs' on-field performance?
Me personally, I feel like it's a bit of a distraction. I think that like all of this publicity is just gonna like, I don't know if it's good publicity, especially because you know, it's putting things together that I don't know. I think a lot of guys' girlfriends are going to be watching the games for a little glimpse of Taylor's new man.
Ready,
so
ready.
I think it'll get some publicity.
Ready, ready. Sales for tickets of women buying football tickets have gone up significantly after they saw pictures of Taylor.
Woman moment, am I right?
Pro business.
Like more women are going to see football.
I saw a video of like a popcorn cart going by and people were like, Taylor's in that popcorn cart, like getting escorted out of the building. It's like,
probably.
I also like, where did she even meet this guy? I feel like this is like an industry plant.
All of her relationships are, anyways, we're deviating a lot.
How does she have time to attend these football games?
After,
isn't she on tour?
She is on
She's
tour.
Literally on tour isn't right now done? With 3-hour shows.
No, she won't be done Ooh. Until November of 2024 unless she announces
are
more
you?
Dates. I am not serious. I'm
like,
writing an article
doing?
About this
That's
for Melisma.
That's upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys are interested in learning more about the Taylor Swift situation, read my article at Melisma when it comes out in December.
What do you think they talk about? What do you think they even have in common?
Football?
Being a celebrity.
Football and music,
yeah.
Like.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, that was actually the concluding segment of my sports pitch
That's
here.
It?
Well, I mean, we could go on for days. You know me, Griffin Sheep Socks.
Griffin Sheep Socks.
There's also big news in the NBA, but you should just look that up yourself, so.
Oh, big news. I will be going to a basketball game this semester.
Oh.
What?
Probably in December. I think.
With us?
No, with my dad. I think it will be
what?
Either against the Cavs
Betrayal.
Or the 76ers. He's taking
Michael.
Me. He's going to get the really good seats,
okay, good.
Which will be fun.
Ooh,
like the, not even something. Like down near the court, but. Up in like the in the deck where they like give you a meal.
We need to go to Red Sox.
Because he works with fancy
Dude,
people and can get this stuff.
We should have gone.
To the Red Sox game? I know, we need to go.
The MLB is like over.
The Red Sox haven't played a game of baseball in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Guys,
did someone hurt them?
The Cheap Sox did. They took over.
Yeah, they were replaced in the AL East by the Chiefs.
They got hazed too hard in the auditions.
I just got it.
Yeah, all right. You're picking it up.
We got 3 more songs left, and the first Woo. One is Hazy Jane 2 by Nick Drake. Classic fall song from a classic fall artist. Isaac, I know you're out there listening. I also know you like Nick Drake. So shout out to you. 1-4, you got your win.
with a weasel with a teeth that bite so sharp when you're not looking in the evening. And all the friends that you once knew and left behind, they kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? Sister fan. And now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again. Let's sing a song for Hazy Jane. She's back again in my mind. If songs were lines in a conversation, the situation would be fine.
Perfection. beast, every establish my visa.
Alright, we have one last song for you guys today. It's the So You Are Tired off of Javelin by Sufjan Stevens. Great new album. Full of pain, introspection as always. Potentially the most crushing stuff he's ever done. And this song's one of them. Really speaks to me. So we're going to listen to it. And we'll be back to say goodbye in just a minute after this song.
Turning back 14 years of what I did and said. So you are breathing disaster. I did what I was told, but I was a man born invisible. Was it something I said or some kind of joke? So you are tired as the sun. Thank you.
Alright, this has been Charlie. You have listened to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO. Thank you to everyone who's listening. And as always, thank you to my guests in the studio.
Yeah.
You guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah, thank you.
Bye,
Charlie,
bye,
for
bye,
us.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye, mwah, mwah, kisses.
Yeah.
See you at home.
See you this Friday.
See you in the car on the way.
All right, if you want to keep listening to more great freeform radio, keep listening. There's a show after us, and then another show after that. Never stop listening to the radio. Never. A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, I bet the sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.